Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your 7 to 10 minute educational look into this crazy thing we call cyber. I am your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott, and in this episode we talk about the Internet of Things. What is it? Why are bad guys attacking them? And how do you keep yours safe? Well, welcome to 2022, everyone. I appreciate you taking the time to download and listen to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, as well as my other podcast, the Cyber Guy podcast. I took a couple weeks off just to kind of regroup, relax, think about topics for the new year. And we are starting off this particular year with looking at the Internet of Things. Again, just, you know, as a reminder for those of you who may be new to the podcast, the point of the Get Cyber Smart podcast is to give you a quick little understanding of different cyber topics so that you are better informed as to what is going on in the cyber world, what certain things mean. If you are a cyber expert, I don't expect that this podcast is necessarily for you, but if you are just in generally want to understand why bad things happen in the cyber world, how to protect yourself, how to keep yourself safe, this is the podcast for you. As always, I appreciate feedback, thoughts, questions, topics of concern for future episodes. So feel free to email me, Darren@cybersmart.com, and I respond to all the emails I get. So feel free to do that. But for this episode, the first for 2022, we are going to talk about the Internet of Things, what it is, what they are, how to protect them, and why cyber criminals are targeting them. So, you know, we all know about computers. We know about our smartphones. We know about all of those things, smartphones, tablets, or small little computers, sort of. But what are the Internet of Things? So some of this stuff, I'll be honest, I'm pulling from other sites just because they can define them better and I don't have to make them up myself. But this is coming from a website called internetofthingsagenda.techtarget.com. Alexander Gillis is the technical writer writing this. So the Internet of Things is a system of interrelated computing devices, mechanical and digital machines, objects, animals, or people that are provided with unique identifiers and the ability to transfer data over a network without requiring human-to-human or human-to-computer interaction. That really is the key part of all of this, because you probably are unaware of certain things that are part of your daily life that are connected to a network that transfer data, can be transferring your personal identifiable information. And bad guys are figuring out ways to modify these devices so that they can do bad things with them. So, you know, the thing in the Internet of Things can be a person with a heart monitor implant, a farm animal with a biochip transponder, an automobile that has built-in sensors that let you know when your tire pressure is low. It could be the most common ones that you think about immediately come to mind are the Alexa devices, the smart speakers, your smart TVs. These are all Internet of Things devices. They transmit data without requiring anything from you to do to them. Now, obviously, the Alexa devices, you have to say, hey, Alexa, you know, what is the capital of Monrovia or whatever, things like that. So you have to do some interaction with that, but there's no inputting of data as far as like typing into a keyboard using a mouse. You're just talking to it. It's taking your voice and doing things with it. And the one thing to keep in mind with all Internet of Things devices is if there was an S in Internet of Things, it would stand for security, but there is no S in Internet of Things. Therefore, there is no security in Internet of Things. Now, all Internet of Things devices, in order to run, must have some kind of computer software or code that is created to allow it to do whatever it is that it does. So the one thing that most providers or most creators of Internet of Things devices don't put into this code is any kind of security, which is why bad guys have figured out how to get around and utilize that code to do bad things. One example, and I use this example a lot when I do presentations because it's an interesting case. It happened in Las Vegas a couple years ago. The bad guys got into the network of a casino. Now, casinos have a lot of information on people that visit the casinos. If they're staying there, they have a lot of their personal identifiable information. If they are big winners, if they spend a lot of money, that information is all put into these databases that help them track their clientele so they can, you know, send them deals and try to get them to come back and spend more money. So what bad guys did is figured out a way to get into that database and steal that information. And the way they did it was through the thermometer in a fish tank. So what I mean by that is there was a thermometer in the fish tank of this fairly large casino in Las Vegas that was an Internet of Things device. It sent information back to the hotel about pH levels in the water, you know, did it need to be cleaned, things like that, temperature of the water. But all of that has to work with an underlying software code. Well, and they're all connected to a network. In order for them to work, there must be network connections. So bad guys figured out how to get into that thermometer through the casino's network. Now, were they on site? Were they doing it remotely? That I don't have the information for. I don't think they even know. But somehow bad guys got into the software, were able to utilize that thermometer to then log into or get access to the company's network, and they ultimately found the database where that information was provided. So, you know, again, was that the casino's fault that they got in? Maybe, maybe not. Were they updating the thermometers? Were there updates to even do to the thermometers? Hard to say. But it's an example of how they used an Internet of Things device to get into that network. There's plenty of examples of this where, you know, Internet of Things devices are designed to make our lives easier. You know, that's why we all buy smart TVs now, because we don't need the Apple TV. We don't need a Roku, because we can get Hulu, Netflix, all that stuff on there. We can do web browsing on TVs. You can do all of those things, but all of that software code on that TV allows for bad guys to figure out how to get into those devices and then launch attacks internally to your network, to your computer, and get personal identifiable information off of it. So a report from ThreatPost, this is from September of last year, 2021. This is about IoT attacks skyrocket in 6 months in 2021. So this is going to be TerraSeal's reporting. The first half of 2021 saw 1.5 billion attacks on smart devices, with attackers looking to steal data, mine cryptocurrency, or build botnets. So there was 100% growth in cyber attacks against Internet of Things devices. According to Kaspersky, analysis of its telemetry from Honeypot shared with ThreatPost, the firm detected more than 1.5 billion IoT attacks, up from 639 million during the previous half year, which is twice the volume. So that's just one threat company or one security company looking at this data, indicating obviously bad guys know they can utilize the software within these Internet of Things devices to do bad things. Okay, now, is this going to be a long, lengthy conversation on Internet of Things devices? No, this is a short podcast. We're going to get right to the points here. So you have Internet of Things devices in your house. I guarantee everyone listening to this has some kind of Internet of Things device in their house. If you did a network scan of your router, you would find all sorts of devices connected. You forgot you even connected to it. Be it your Apple TV, be it your Alexa device, be it your iWatch, be it your phone, all of those things are connected to your network. And because they're all connected to the network, there are vulnerabilities that are possible to be exploited that allow bad guys to get to those items on your network. So how do you protect your Internet of Things devices? Well, here are six steps to better securing your Internet of Things device. The first thing is know what they are, really. Have a plan of action as to, I have these devices, I need to keep them updated. You know, some of the common ones that I haven't even talked about are your Ring doorbells, your smart cameras that allow you to remotely look into your house, things like that. So know that you have an item, you have items on your network that need to have their software updated, which brings us to the next point. Update the software. Most of these devices have an app on your phone or an app on your computer that allow you to monitor them. Check the firmware, check the software, make sure if there is an update, you are updating those devices, especially on your TVs. You use those probably most frequently, and there are frequently updates to security or software on that TV. Make sure you update them. Limit access as much as possible. In other words, you know, let's take a look at, the Alexa devices. You know, how much do you need it on all the time? Do you need it to be listening to everything you have to say? There's been cases where information from an Alexa device went to a third party it wasn't supposed to, and so conversations were heard by other people. So, you know, limit where you have them. Again, update security patches. You know, also, if you are a corporate owner and you allow employees to put these devices on your network, rethink that particular item. I had a company call me once, or a guy call me from a company wanting me to know if I had any intelligence he could provide to his bosses so that they wouldn't allow Alexa speakers on their network, which this particular network was part of the Clear Defense community. It's a bad thing to have that information, have those items on your network. So, you know, if you own a company, don't allow these things on your network unless there is a business need to have it. You know, don't do it. And consider solutions that detect compromised devices. So, you know, this is largely going to be, again, from a corporate perspective. So if you are a company and you know you have these Internet of Things devices, even smart printers are an Internet of Things device. You have those on your network. Consider some kind of network traffic solution to look for potential compromises, suspicious traffic, and things like that. So that's a quick little look at the Internet of Things devices. Hopefully you have a better understanding of what they are. You have an understanding of where they are on your network, and you are taking steps to secure them after you listen to this podcast and move on with your week. With that, I thank you very much for taking the time to listen to the Get Cyber Smart podcast. If you have questions, thoughts, comments, feedback, email me, Darren@cybersmart.com. Remember, if you get a little cyber smarter, you get a whole lot cyber safer. We will talk to you soon. Enjoy your week.